Singapore's own file dates the first cultivated meat approval to 26 November 2020. The SFA's first published list of approved novel foods covers 14 products cleared between 21 May 2019 and 17 October 2025. It names no applicants, but it discloses fetal bovine serum in the 2020 cultivated chicken file and bioreactors of 200 to 20,000 litres with a minimum 30 grams per litre harvest density for cultured quail. From LifeMate Tech. The Singapore Food Agency published its first list of approved novel foods on 17 March 2026, 23 pages, 14 products, every decision it has taken between 21 May 2019 and 17 October 2025. For 6 years, the only public record of what Singapore had cleared was a patchwork of company press releases and trade coverage. There is now a primary document. It is worth reading for three reasons, in ascending order of usefulness. It settles some dates that the industry has been citing loosely. It discloses process and specification detail that no applicant ever published. And it establishes what a regulator is willing to put in public when it decides to publish at all, which matters to every other jurisdiction now drafting a framework. The first decision it records, on 26 November 2020, is the cultured chicken clearance universally described as the world's first approval of cultivated meat. It is normally dated to December 2020. The full list with the dates SFA records. Entries appear here in SFA's own order. Attributions in the right-hand column are from trade reporting, not from the file. SFA does not name applicants, though three products appear under their trade names in the process descriptions. The article includes a five-column table of hash data here, which is easier to read on the page. Two structural notes. The list is not strictly chronological. Entry 7, October 2024, sits ahead of entries 8 and 9, March 2024, and 4 of the 14 are not alternative protein at all. Urolithin is a chemically synthesized compound and two entries are human milk oligosaccharides. Singapore's novel food framework is being used as a general pre-market gate, not a cultivated meat gate, which is a useful corrective to how the regime is usually described. Three dates that do not match the ones in circulation. 26 November 2020, not December 2020. The clearance of cultured chicken cells derived from the UMSA/DF1 line, the world first, is dated 26 November 2020 in SFA's record. The December date is so embedded that Keller and Heckman's own note on this very document says SFA granted the world's first approval for cultivated meat in December 2020. The gap is a month, and it is the difference between a decision date and an announcement date. 22 March 2024, not April 2024. The cultured Japanese quail fibroblast approval, reported at the time, and again in April 2026 coverage of this list, as an April 2024 approval, is recorded as 22 March 2024. Firmutein preceded Riser. Coverage of the list describes two 2024 mycoprotein approvals, with Riser first and Firmutein second. SFA's dates put Firmutein on 14 March 2024 and Riser on 15 October 2024, 7 months apart in the other order. None of these are consequential on their own. Together they make a point that recurs across this sector. The public timeline of regulatory events is assembled from announcements, and announcements are marketing artifacts scheduled for convenience. A regulator's own decision date is a different data type. Anyone computing submission to clearance intervals, as we did when counting 12 FDA clearances for precision fermented protein, should use the register, not the press release, and should expect the two to differ by weeks. Practical consequence: if your regulatory timeline model is built on trade press dates, it is biased late by an amount you cannot estimate. Rebuild it from registers where registers exist. SFA's list, the EU Union list, the FDA GRAS inventory. What the file discloses that the companies did not. This is the part that repays the download. A harvest density and a bioreactor range for cultured quail. Entry 9 states that cells are expanded in a stirred tank bioreactors ranging from 200 to 20,000 L under aseptic conditions, and harvested, upon reaching the target culture volume and density, minimum of 30 grams per litre. A minimum harvest density is the single most load-bearing number in a cultivated meat cost model, and it is almost never published. 30 grams per litre is a serious figure, It is in the same range as the Titter's Tetra Pak used in its own bioreactor batch loss model, and it comes with a vessel range that tells you the scale the process was assessed at. Fetal bovine serum, on the record, in the 2020 file. Entry 2 describes growth media, supplemented with FBS as described in the applicant's submission. Entry 6, the January 2023 serum-free version of the same cell line, describes the same basal media without it. The transition that the sector narrated in press releases is legible here as two regulatory files 26 months apart. A medium composition for the 2025 cultivated chicken biomass. Entry 14 lists sugars, vitamins, amino acids, proteins, minerals, polyamines, vegetable fat and anti-shearing agent. States the cell line carries no genetic modification and enumerates 12 critical control points. Cell bank qualification, cleaning in place, sterilization, sterilizing grade filtration of the medium, filter integrity checks, visual inspections, allergen testing on regulatory batches, and storage at minus 20 degrees C. That is closer to a process outline than anything the company has published. Specification range is wide enough to matter to a formulator. Firmutine's crude protein is specified at 44 to 68%. Its maker describes the ingredient publicly as about 50% complete protein, 35% healthy fibers. Both are true. One is a regulatory range, the other a typical value, but a buyer contracting on 50% protein and a supplier shipping against a 44 to 68% specification are not agreeing on the same thing. This is the measurement problem we found in crude versus true protein and in capacity tons with no stated basis, showing up here in the regulatory layer. Cultivated products are 4 to 10% protein, wet. Entries 2, 6, 9 and 14 specify protein at 5 to 10%, 5 to 10%, 4% and 6%, with moisture between 70% and 95%. Every cost per kilogram figure quoted for cultivated meat refers to material of roughly this composition. It is worth holding beside the four cost figures for cultivated duck that shared no basis. What it withholds and why that is a deliberate design. SFA does not publish applicant names and does not publish the dossiers. Keller and Heckman read this as maintaining some level of confidentiality while offering transparency on the products themselves, which is the right reading. It is a considered trade-off rather than an oversight. The cost of that choice is that the list cannot be used for the thing most people want it for, tracking which company is cleared where. Three products are identifiable anyway because their trade names, Solene, Firmutine, Riser, appear inside the process descriptions, and most of the rest are identifiable by strain from public announcements. Two are not identifiable from public information at all. The Pleurotus pulmonarius mycelium cleared in September 2025, and the synthesized urolithin A. Practical consequence. For competitive intelligence, the list is weak. For technical work, it is strong if you are preparing a dossier for a similar organism. Entries 3, 7, 8 and 13 tell you the specification structure SFA accepted for four different fungal biomasses, including which parameters it required, RNA content for one, endotoxin for a bacterial biomass, heavy metals and a defined pathogen panel for all. The counter-argument. A published list is not a published assessment. SFA gives no reasoning, no intake limits, no conditions of use and no scientific opinion, unlike EFSA, which publishes a full opinion, or the FDA, which publishes the notice and its response letter. A reader can see that something was cleared and to what specification, but not why, or on what evidence. That is a real limitation, and it means the list should not be read as evidence that Singapore's standard is equivalent to, or lighter, than anyone else's. It is also worth noting the political context. Singapore's environment minister has said alternative proteins are no longer part of the country's food strategy, citing higher production costs and weaker than expected consumer acceptance. Publishing a six-year back catalogue is compatible with a regime that has become less enthusiastic, not more. What we could not establish. Whether SFA will keep the list current. The revision history contains one line, 17 March 2026 to initial issue. No update cadence is stated. The applicants behind entries 10 and 13. Neither the file nor the coverage we read identifies them. Whether decisions after 17 October 2025 will be added retroactively. At least one further cultivated approval was reported in the weeks after publication. The file as issued does not include it, and we did not find a stated policy for adding new entries. Whether date that SFA/XAVA allowed the novel food to be used as food, is the decision date or the notification date. The column heading is precise about what it means but not about when the applicant learned of it, which is where the discrepancy with announcement dates most likely originates. Conditions of use. The file specifies composition, not permitted food categories or maximum levels. Whether such conditions exist and are communicated privately, we could not determine.
What to watch?
A second issue of the list. If SFA updates it, particularly if it adds the approvals granted since October 2025, this becomes a maintained register rather than a one-off snapshot, and its value multiplies. Whether other regulators copy the format. A specification and process disclosure that omits the applicant is a genuinely new template, and it is one a jurisdiction nervous about commercial confidentiality could adopt quickly. Whether the 30 grams per litre figure gets used. It is now the only harvest density for a cleared cultivated product in any public regulatory record we are aware of. Cost models that currently assume a density should say whether they are above or below it. Whether specification ranges start appearing in supply contracts. A 44 to 68% protein range in a regulatory file is an invitation to argue about what 50% protein means on a purchase order.